cafeteria, grab a coffee, grab some food, sit down with your friends and have a good chat. Well, you're really going to be sport today. I'm having a day off today, and I always enjoy having a day off. I don't often get a day off in terms of preaching. Mostly I preach when I'm here, and when I'm away, our team step in, and predominantly Pastor Marichelle does that. And every now and then I like to be here because I like to hear what they're preaching. And so I like to be here. And so today we're going to have Pastor Marichelle come in a moment and speak to us. And if I could just before, sit down. If I could introduce her to you. Pastor Marichelle is our campus pastor and director here. It means she manages so many things, me included. It means she endeavors to manage so many things here on our behalf and does such an amazing job. But she's also a pastor in terms of our campus and ministers powerfully. And what I love is the refreshing perspective that she brings, not only as a pastor, but also as a professional counselor. So get your notepad out, get your pen out, put your seatbelt on. Why don't you stand to your feet for a moment and welcome Pastor Marichelle as she comes to preach the word today. Thank you.
Anyway, go well.
Oh, it's a bit tall. So, this is tall, or did I just shrink?
Tall.
Oh, good morning, church.
Good morning.
It's always great to be here, and I don't take being here lightly. I thank Pastor Tony and Cheryl for giving me the opportunity for always to stand up here and preach God's word. Is always refreshing, isn't it? So, everyone had a good week? Had a good week. Are you ready for the word of God today? Are you ready to be fed? Who had breakfast? Do you know breakfast is a very important part of the meal for the day? Well, if you have not had breakfast, you're going to be fed this morning. Spiritual food. Food that you know not of, like that comes from heaven. It says, you know, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So today you're going to be fed, nourished, and I pray that that will be the case for you today. So let's just pray. Father, I just thank you for your word. I thank you for your word that I'm about to share and open. I believe that this word is a season where we can just, Lord, lean on you today. Holy Spirit, I invite you to just permeate through your presence, Lord God. Holy Spirit, I ask that every ear is open, every heart, Lord, and every posture, Lord God, that they'll be able to hear your word. Father, I thank you for the truth that lies in your word. And Lord, I thank you that you'll be here in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for your anointing, God. So this morning, I want to just add a little bit extra for the things that Pastor Tony has preached on about sand and stars. Did anyone actually enjoy that series?
Yeah.
Well, I did. And, you know, 5 weeks of just God reminding us of that there's a lot more that he has for us. And there's a lot more that he has for you. And, you know, with that, it's just that the promises of God are true and real. And, you know, we just get sometimes bombarded with life. And what happens is when we hear those type of sermons, it said, yes, that's good. I'm going to embrace that. I'm going to do that. But what happens is that curveballs, life throws at us and we just suddenly get on a standstill and go, okay, I don't know whether that's for me anymore. Life happens to us. And then all of a sudden, we're back to square one where we were before, where we kind of just, it's all a distant memory. It's all a blur to us because somehow, at some point in our life, life throws things at us that we would never imagine to. So, you know, today I just want to add to that. And there's some things that if we're going to be, the theme of our church is about being all in. And I think being all in is not just about us going to church. It's not all about us just tithing. It's not all about just, you know, the duty of just connecting. I think it's more than that. I think being all in is about going deeper, going to the roots where God is really wanting us to reside in and not just at the surface. And so for us, the vision statement of this church is about, as you look in there, is that we empower people to keep advancing. We consider everyone. We express life and encourage those around us to move forward. So this sense of moving forward is about momentum. This sense of moving forward is about being all in. But I think that if we are as a church going to be all in and moving forward in life, is that there's going to be some barriers that, and limitations that we need to get rid of our life. You know, the sand and stars, yes, that's all great. But somehow, sometime, there's some barriers and limitations that each of us have had to grapple with because of what life throws at us. So I pray that this message is not just going to be just an inspirational message. I pray that this message is not just going to go over your head or pass by, but it's a principle that I want to teach on and to preach about, and we can all lean from today. You know, I want you to reflect on this message and hopefully apply it. So strap your seatbelts on. The title of my message is Stretch or Snap. Stretch or snap. Who's been exercising? Who's been stretching? Had a few stretches lately. Look, I know that I have always prayed to God that He stretches me this way. But somehow, sometime, I love my food, I stretch this way. And so, you know, who's been watching the Olympics? The Commonwealth Games, I should say. Olympics, where's that? Oh, the kids were having an Olympics today. So, you know, this is really like, I watch it every now and again, turn the TV on, and then I am mesmerized, and I go, oh my goodness, all these athletes, you know, I sit at the edge of my seat thinking, oh, come on, Aussie, you know, and the swimming, and all that sort of stuff, and I feel like, you know, these people have actually trained themselves, not for like 6 months or 12 months, like, you know, with the gym membership, you know, we go like, do this and then, yep, old body. No, it's not that. It's more than 6 months, more than 12 months. It's years. You know, they have to apply. They had to kind of go on, there's some barriers. They had to get through some barriers and limitations that they feel that they have. You know, I watch some of these athletes and, oh my goodness, I'm so impressed. And move by some of them, like, you know, the paraplegic, like swimming with one arm. What's your excuse? Swimming with one leg, what's your excuse? And then they get a gold medal, you know. So, you know, they have thoughts, I'm sure, that has stopped them. The white noise, the barriers, the limitations. And, you know, they stretch their mind to what seems to be impossible, to make it possible. They had to learn to stretch, not only in the natural, but also in the natural, but physically and emotionally. They didn't excuse themselves or thought for a minute, this is way beyond me. And for us, and I know for me, I have way too many excuses sometimes, just to do what seems to be simple. And there's a scripture in the Bible that's in Isaiah 54, and I want to focus on verse 2. It says, enlarge the place of your tent and let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Do not hold back, lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. You know, this is a very famous Bible verse about enlargement, about stretching us. And for you and I, God wants us to stretch in an area where we find ourselves lacking in. There is a stretch that God is asking from all of us. It's not so that we can do more, but so that we can be more. It's so that we can love more, and it's so that we can be more like Him. This is not about an achievement, but it's all about being transformed to be more like Him. So I've got 3 points today that I want to consider us to glean from. There's some barriers and limitations that if we are going to be moving forward in life and if we are going to be moving, you know, being all in, there's some 3 things that I want to address this morning that I want you to reflect on. The first thing that I want to address is the emotional snap. Have any one of those lately? Emotional snap. You know what it feels like. You know what it looks like. You know, this is the type of person that when something or somebody offends them, they get hurt easily, they get short, they get frustrated, they get snappy. Snappy emotions. They're some of the things that are going to be a limitations for you and a barrier for you if you are going to move forward in life. We can't afford to have them. It's where your love always runs out, where your grace always stops, where your peace always runs out and gives in. Emotional snaps happen in relationships more so often than not. It happens anywhere else because you see it, you feel it. It's a place where it intensifies more so. You know, some of you sit here today like happy, calm, demure, posture's good. But if I give you a secret camera and take it home with you, and I'm so sure that we will be shocked by the things that we find because Mr. Happy is Mr. Snappy. We will find that Mrs. Peaceful is not so peaceful, but Mrs. Painful. It's like that. So we will be shocked by the fact that these things, and you know, those emotional snaps, we tend to keep it from the people, you know, around the surface, but from the people that we do life more, that we hang around more, they see the snap, and more so they feel the snap. If we are to move life forward and understand, then this is something and an area where we need to adjust. Where is your snapping point? Could be a person, could be a comment, and you know it all too well. Just one thing. How do you cut a tomato? Why do you cut it like that? Boom, it just escalates. It's emotional. I don't know why, but it's just true. Philippians 4, verse 7, it says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." You know, there's a peace. There's a peace that passes all understanding, which means our peace doesn't have to run out when it comes to being emotional. You know, it just means that what does peace look like? What does it feel like? What does it sound like? There's unlimited peace that surpasses all understanding. So therefore, your peace doesn't have to snap. 1 Peter 1 verse 8 says, "Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with inexpressible and glorious joy." You know, there's a joy unspeakable. There's a glorious joy that should come up from you. But all too often, we just snap when we find ourselves in a position where we're just like, I'm just going to blow it. There is no joy because you have no strength. And when you don't have any strength, you don't get to laugh. Why in my mood do I never laugh? Why do I in my mood do I find myself just snapping all the time? Then you know what? That snapping is a signal and a sign to you that there's some stretching that you need to do with that. Every time I get to the point where I should have joy, I snap because something in me cannot stretch. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 to 6. This is a tall order, but this is it. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. I mean, come on, Jesus. We're human. This love that 1 Corinthians speaks of is a stretch. It's a stretch for us. Confession time of a pastor. I am not patient. I want things now. And it says their love is patient. and has is working through me. And fortunately, I am married to someone who is very patient and he sits right here. He kept me calm because I'm such a runner, but he's such a ghost. Just slow down, put the brakes on, chill, take a chill pill. You know what I mean? But I mean, love is patient. It is kind. And I'm so thankful that God gave me a patient man, because otherwise there'll be some emotional escalation and snap all throughout our marriage. And I'm not saying that there hasn't been, but I'm just saying that love is patient. Love is kind. Colossians 1 verse 11, it says, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience. There is a patience in long suffering. This means that the patience doesn't have to snap. When you don't get what you want, when you want it. There's a stretch that we have to go on to find the patience that is good in long suffering. Galatians 6 verse 9, it says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Do not grow weary in doing good, because the harvest is coming. There's some people in your world that you've been praying for, that you've been asking God, please, when is this coming? Just be patient. Just being consistent. Keep praying. Just keep doing what you need to do. And, you know, the answer is coming. The harvest is coming. Leave it to God. In other words, don't snap. Just stretch. Don't snap at God. He's got a timing. There's a time for everything, the Bible says. Don't snap. Just stretch. So where is your emotional snap? What area is that for you? I suggest that all of us will begin to look at if there's any tick, tick, boom in our relational world and how we can stretch more into the goodness and grace of God. Matthew 18:21, it says, this is where the disciples began to look at to Jesus to find out when their worst snapping point was allowed. When can they snap? When can I not be kind? When can I not be patient? So in verse 21, Peter had the nerve to come to Jesus and ask, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? This is Peter's stretch. Up to 7 times? This is a stretch, Jesus. I mean, you know, this is going to be really hard for me before I snap and can't forgive anymore. But you know what Jesus said? Jesus replied, 7? Hardly. Try 70 times 7. In other words, if you're going to be a follower of Jesus, if you're going to be a disciple of God, then you must find a stretch, more stretch than that. You must find a stretch in your forgiveness so it doesn't run out. Why did Jesus choose 70 times 7? And I think, not just because it's a perfect number, but I think by the time you count how many that is, that you will have no time or energy or capacity or emotional capacity to actually think, oh, do I have to forgive? You just do it. You just do it. And you know, sometimes when people annoy us, and when people offend, there's offenses against us, it's easier to just snap. And sometimes that person, subconsciously, they don't know that you're snapping and they want nothing more than to see you snap and give in. But I encourage you, forgive quicker, love deeper. At the end of the day, what is that going to be, an eternal thing, if you don't forgive? If you keep harboring on that grudge, don't give the emotional snap that people are expecting or wanting from your life. Another one for you is Luke 6, verse 27. It says here, but to you who are listening, I say, Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. If someone slaps you on one cheek, turn them the other also. If someone takes your coat, do not withhold your shirt from them. Give to everyone who asks you. If anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. What is Jesus doing in this scripture? I think Jesus is asking us to stretch. Because at the end of the day, Jesus doesn't want snappy disciples. Jesus is stretching us so that we can be useful way beyond our emotional capacity. So where's your emotional step? Add a spiritual strength and add a spiritual stretch. How do you stretch? How does one stretch? If you ask people that have actually studied personal training or gym thing, I'm looking one right there. He's always asking me to stretch and I'm thinking, oh, I don't want to stretch. I've got like really bad back. How do you stretch? If we look in the natural how we stretch, I think we can add a spiritual stretch. So I encourage you, stretch down to your knees. Stretch down to your knees and ask God, God, I need you today, because if I don't stretch down to your knees, to my knees, then my love will run out, my peace will give in. I'm just going to snap at everybody. Lord, I look to your word. I go deep into your word. So I stretch to the word of God. I stretch into his love. I stretch into his grace. I stretch into his peace. Because if I don't, I'm going to not be able to contain my snap today. Because easily, far too often, we snap at people. So you go down in the morning. This is a good morning routine. Before you get out of the house, you just kneel and stretch your knees to God. It's a posture of humility. This is a posture, an important posture for you and I. Because it's about asking God, God, fill me today with your joy. Fill me today with your peace. Fill me with your love today. And once you've stretched that out, you stretch up. You stretch up and ask God with my thanksgiving. You stretch up with your worship. You stretch up with love. With God, I just thank you. I just thank you. You will strengthen me. I stretch out my deficiencies. I stretch out for my weaknesses and my insecurities that so often just raise this ugly head every time and every now and again. I stretch up. I stretch up. I stretch up to you in my worship. When you stretch up, you might have battles, but God has the breakthrough. When you stretch up and God wants to hear you, your voice, your prayers, God wants prayer to be your steering wheel, not your spare tire. God wants to hear your voice. Speak to him. And once you've stretched down, you've stretched up, then you can ready to be stretched out. Stretched out and be ready to bless people, ready to love on people, ready to be kind to people. And then your stretch will reach to the people that need you. I think each and every one of us can have a morning routine that looks like this. We stretch down, we stretch up, and we stretch out. And when you do that, I promise you there's a strength that comes. There's a promise, there's strength. When you posture yourself before God and be humble before him, he will fill you with inexpressible joy. He will fill you with a peace that passes all understanding. I'm only just saying this to you so that this increases the reach of you being discipled by Jesus. The second point I want to touch on is the mind snap. Some of you today, as I've been talking, there's a mind snap going on. I can see it. You can't rationalize in your thing, oh, what's that supposed to be? What is she talking about? Because you can't think outside the pressures you're currently in. You can't see or think that, God, could you really do provide for me? Can you really give me that job? Can you really give me something that I can hold on to? You can't see, as Pastor Tony said before, and I quote, your lack is not your future. You have a mind snap where we talk about the bigness and the magnitude of God and how much He wants to prosper you and how much He wants to give you something in your life, the promises. You have a mind snap because you just think, that's not for me. You know, if you don't understand the elementary principles of God, then you will fail to understand the complexity of it. And one of the elementary principles that I want to tell you today, each and every one of you, God loves you. God loves you. His love is so deep and so wide. Nothing that you do can separate you from the love of God. I'm here to tell and declare you today that God's love never runs out for you. God's love and God's grace is there for you for the taking. Will you take it today? Don't have a mind snap. God's love is overflowing for you. God adores you. So much so that the Bible says that He has tattooed your name in the palm of His hand. That's how much He loves you.
Yes.
God's not mad at you. God's mad about you. He loves you. You know, we've celebrated Easter not long ago. You know, it's not about the bunnies or the hot cross buns or the Easter eggs that I'm still trying to finish. It's not about that. It's His love that drove Him to the cross. It's not the nails. It's His love for you and I. It's not some a hype thing that we talk about at Easter time, but it is real. It is real. And, you know, His love never runs out. He saw your face when He was going to that cross. He took your place. He took your place. You know, it's not always been this way. I struggled quite a lot growing up being a Christian to know God's unconditional love for me. And so much so, sometimes we have a mind snap of that. And I know if we're really honest, you just got to go, God, I've done so many things in my life. How could you ever forgive me? Don't rationalize this in here. Get rid of this and enter this. God, it doesn't make sense that you can forgive me. But God, I thank you that you could and you have and you can. Don't let this rule your emotions. Don't rationalize it, but give it to God. Stretch out. Stretch up your hand. And say, God, I need you. I need you. And this is a foundational truth that God wants to reveal to you today, that He loves you. He cares for you. His grace is made perfect in your weakness. So when it comes to healing, which is sometimes can be complex, God, can you really heal my condition? Can you really heal what's inside my body? But I never really discovered what that's like. I never really studied what healing is. Then you'll have a mind snap. God, it makes no sense, but actually somehow it makes perfect sense. It makes no sense that you could provide for me, but God, your word says so. So I choose to believe that. I choose to believe not to have a mind snap, but choose to let my mind stretch into who you are. Because sometimes, you know, we got to just figure out who we're talking to. We got to remind ourselves who he is. John 6 verse 5, it says, when Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, where shall we buy bread for these people to eat? He asked Philip this to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. He said this to stretch Philip's faith. And I have no doubt that some of you, if not all of us, God is asking you to stretch in an area where provision, where healing or anything like that involves. Jesus already knew what he was going to do. Because Jesus knew that Philip is going to have a mind snap here. You're going to look at the crowd. You're going to look at the resources. You're going to look at the things. It says it can't happen. Nah. This doesn't make sense. But I need you to stretch in this area of understanding of who God is. Because you're talking to the creator of the universe. You're talking to someone that created you. In your innermost being. When you have a mind snap, all kinds of possibilities get shut down. And you start to look at inside of you and think, well, this is what I can achieve and this is what I can do. And not even considering what God wants to do. You have a mind snap there. So my question, how often do we have a mind snap because of our finite mind cannot understand or comprehend what God can do to provide, or whether he can change a circumstance in your life? But I think we need to remind ourselves who God is and who we're talking to. Everything can change. And when you have a mindset, what happens is that it shuts down possibilities of God providing, God healing, God rescuing, and God shifting things in your life. There's nothing impossible with God. So when you have a mind snap, remember, stretch down on your knees. Stretch down on your knees and ask God, I need you today. I need you today, because if I don't, I'm going to have a snap everywhere. Finally, the third point, we have a vision snap. As I mentioned before, Pastor Tony spoke about the series on sand and stars. The Bible says that without a vision, people perish. And God has given us a vision for your life. He's given you promises and vision, and sometimes that vision, you don't want it now. You know, you want it to happen now, but there's a process, there's a journey that must happen, and there's a stretch that must happen if you are going to have this vision get fulfilled in your life. But just because it doesn't happen right now doesn't mean it's forever gone. It's forever gone. You know, God is not finished with you yet. If he says so, he will come. It will come to pass. We sang that in this song. It'll come to pass. You just got to awaken your heart, stir your heart up, awaken the vision that God has given you, who he wants you to be, what is he calling you to do. You're not just meant to just sit at church and just be a consumer, but you are to be a contributor. And God has given you visions and dreams. I want you to start awakening that. God is the big God, you know. Nothing is impossible with him. To keep hoping and believing even when there was no reason to hope. That's what Abraham did. Abraham was a model for us in terms of keeping the vision or dream alive. Sometimes, and some of you have stopped dreaming. believing and asking. You don't even ask God anymore. You go, well, what's the point of all of this? You don't believe. You don't pray courageous prayers anymore. You become a rim hugger. For those that did connect group studies about being all in, there's a terminology there, being a rim hugger, which means it's just you're stagnant. You're in your comfort zone. You just don't want to step out, just in case. Well, God's asking you to step out, to reach.
Yeah.
And I want you to hear me clearly. There's no condemnation about that.
Yeah.
You are where you are, and God will meet you where you are, but there's some point in time where He's going to call you out.
Yeah.
Come on, just take a little step. Just take a little step. Trust me in this. It'll be okay. I will hold your hand. So God gives you and I a dream. And sometimes we try and rationalize it with our minds and say, this is not sensible. Exactly, it's not. You're not supposed to rationalize it. You're not supposed to think that it's sensible. You're supposed to be aware of what God can do, because through Him nothing is impossible. Some of you have allowed your sensible to replace miracles. Can the worship team please come? I pray today that you have captured the 3 points, because in some of us, in some of our area, in our life, we've had emotional snaps, we had mind snaps, and we have vision snaps for where God wants to take us and for us to move forward. Dream again, I say. Dream again. Don't let your current lack or circumstances
yes.
prevent you from dreaming again. Because see, some of you live like this. Ouch. Some of you live like this. It's a rubber band. Yes, there's some flexibility, but there's only so much this can hold. There's only so much this can stretch, and it'll snap. God doesn't want you living like this, where you can be easily snapped. God's love and His grace and His mercy looks like this. Stretch. It's a stretch. There's a lot of stretching involved. God wants to stretch you. This is all for the taking. You just got to access it. Everything in here is a stretch. You just got to pull on it. Got to pull on it, because God wants you to live a life that's beyond of what you can be capable of it. God wants you to stretch you. Don't live like this. Live like this. So right now, we're going to have a God moment. I know I've said a lot about these areas in our life, but I really believe if we are going to move forward and to be all in, there's some areas in our life that we need to adjust. And that's in the emotional area. Your emotions can be like a yo-yo. Don't do that. God has so much for you. Don't let your emotions rule over you. You know, manage your emotions. But not just you. Allow God to manage that. Some mind snaps that happen when it comes to the provision of God, when it comes to the healing of God. Don't have a mind snap when it comes to the vision that God has given you. Just because you're old doesn't mean you're finished. You don't have an expiry date. God says that. Just because you're young doesn't mean you can't be used. Don't have a vision snap where you just think that it's all about you. This is not all about you. You have a greater purpose that God has given you, and He wants you to stretch out. But before you could do that, you must stretch down to your knees. You must stretch up, and then you must stretch out. If there's anything that I could leave with you today, it's that. That God wants to stretch you. So this week, your homework, reflect on the stuff that I have spoken about. And allow God to reveal the things where He wants you to stretch in. As we sing this song about every knee will bow, like, can you go on that chorus? We're going to have a God moment. I want you to lean in. And if this is not you at this present time, just wait. You will have them. I'm going to open the altar, and the ministry team will come and stand by you. If you want prayer this morning, we'll pray for you. But right now, as we sing this song, God, I pray that each and every heart will just be open right now to receive what You're talking to them about. If you don't know Jesus this morning, I'm going to give an invitation of knowing Him. You know, you might have an, you know, well, I can't feel Jesus. It's not about feeling Jesus, it's about following and trusting in Him. Don't have a mind snap. So come right now, lean in as we sing this song.